Welcome back on 88.1. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Hillary Clinton inched out a razor-thin victory in Iowa last week. Tomorrow night, we'll see if Senator Bernie Sanders can parlay his New England connection into a victory in the New Hampshire primary. It's widely assumed that he will. And on Thursday night, the two contenders will meet in Milwaukee for their seventh debate of this primary season. It will be the first without former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, who suspended his campaign after a meager showing in Iowa. My next guest this morning is James Blue, who is the senior content and special projects producer at the PBS NewsHour. He is producing this debate, which will be moderated by Gwen Ifill and Judy Woodruff. He joins me on the line from Milwaukee. Good morning, James. Good to talk to you.
Good morning, Tom.
So, first of all, tell me, who decides which media outlet gets what debate? I mean, when Fox had those that early debate, the famous debate in which Megyn Kelly alienated Mr. Trump. It was one of the largest audiences for a cable news television program in the history of the business. It's a huge windfall for some of these networks. I mean, PBS works on a different business model, but who actually decides who gets what debate on what night?
Well, you know, Tom, what happened this cycle, there was a lot of concern during the 2012 campaign that there were potentially too many debates. And so both parties, the GOP and the Democratic Party, decided to take over the debates and invited all of the networks, all comers, to apply to become a debate partner. And so our debate is a fully sanctioned debate that is being run, that is being put on by PBS NewsHour with the approval and with the sanction of the DNC. Just one note, we were to be the first debate between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders after the Iowa caucuses. But you may remember last week, MSNBC, at the very last moment, pitched a debate just after Governor O'Malley dropped out. So NBC went to the candidates. The candidates agreed. It was a big sort of mess. And then finally, the Democrats conceded. And as you may know, over the weekend, they've announced that they've added additional debates in March and April, including one in Flint, Michigan. But the idea was to try to control the message and to try to control the way in which the candidates are put on display to the American public.
And when the MSNBC debate idea came up, when they pitched that, did you all have any part of that discussion? I mean, were you were sort of disenfranchised in a way. All of a sudden you became not the first debate after Iowa. Did you have any say in that matter?
You know, what say can we have? I think, you know, debates are good for the American public. The race was heating is heating up and is quite close. And I think, you know, given the spirit of what we do at public broadcasting, more debates is a good thing. Would we have preferred to be the first debate after voting in Iowa and New Hampshire? Of course. But we are now the first debate after votes are cast in the nation's first primary. And I think, you know, given the attention of the race and sort of where it is going, I think we're going to have a very good debate.
So have you then been negotiating with the two campaigns, the Sanders and the Clinton campaigns, about the logistics and the, you know, the specifics of what's going to happen on the stage on Thursday night? And if so, what's the tone of those negotiations been?
You know, the tone has been absolutely friendly, cordial. The candidates and the campaigns recognize this is an opportunity for them to speak to the American people, a real opportunity to sort of lay out their plans for our country's future. And it really has been, you know, given the spirit of public broadcasting, where we really enjoy conversation, we want to give people the chance not only to answer questions, but perhaps to share an idea. I think that premise and that model has really helped, and the campaigns have been very eager and interested in sort of following the suggestions that we've made. We're going to have a slightly longer debate, 95 minutes of questioning. There will be opening statements and closing statements. But we really wanted to focus on giving the candidates the ability to sort of say what it is they want to say, with follow-ups, with redirection by our anchors, Gwen Ifill and Judy Woodruff, but really a chance to try to get to some of the real matters that are important to the future of this country.
James Blue is a senior producer for the PBS NewsHour. He's in charge of getting the show on the road Thursday night in Milwaukee when Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton face off in the first debate after the New Hampshire primary. On 88.1, it's Marilyn Morning. I'm Tom Hall. So, James, can you give us some gossip? I mean, the specific things that they negotiate. Is there like, you know, some 40-page rider in, you know, Bernie Sanders' contract that says he's got to have just purple Skittles in his dressing room and stuff like that? Anything that can, you know.
It's very interesting that this question comes up a lot. And there haven't been demands of anything like that. One of the candidates prefers tea in the green room. And so, of course, we can get tea. I mean, one of the things that recently came up, and I hadn't thought of this, we have asked, as other debates have, that the candidates not have their campaign staffs backstage. Now, I didn't recognize the importance of that until about last week when if they did have their campaign aides backstage, they could continue to do prep and that type of thing. And so we have, I think, done exactly what the other campaigns have done and the other networks have done, really just trying to create a comfortable platform for them to talk and speak directly to the American people. Of course, we're going to ask hard questions. We're going to ask challenging questions. We have a partnership with Facebook. We think one of the first for our debate is that we're going to ask three questions from groups of voters in South Carolina and Nevada. Those are the next two primary states. And we're going to include three questions from that group. And it's very possible that we're going to include a question as a follow-up from the group that will happen during the course of the evening. We're not showing videos. We're not playing recordings. Gwen Ifill and Judy Woodruff will ask the questions directly themselves, but they will have been solicited from our Facebook group page. And if you go to PBS NewsHour on Facebook, you might be able to be a part of it.
So just for the record, which candidate prefers tea?
Oh, you'll never get that out of me.
There you go. All right. Stonewalling me on the tea question. Of course, because the real issue is that the other candidate prefers gin. Is that what you're saying?
All right. Oh, my gosh.
How about the fact that Governor O'Malley has dropped out of the race? Now you've got a two-person debate as opposed to a three-person debate. In terms of your agenda here, which is to make it as riveting as possible as a piece of television, does that increase your chances or were you a little sad to see the governor drop out?
Well, you know, first of all, Tom, if you'd like a podium, I can certainly sell you one really, really cheaply, because we did have to plan on three candidates. Look, I think Governor O'Malley certainly had some ideas. Unfortunately, they were not making any traction in Iowa or nationally. And I think if you did see the debate between Secretary Clinton and Senator Sanders on last Thursday on MSNBC, they both came prepared to fight.
They're lighting it up, aren't they? Yeah.
They were lighting it up. And, you know, the hope is they will continue to feel that way. You may have heard that they've sort of done a recount or a readjustment in Iowa. And so the win that Hillary Clinton had, it was much smaller than it was originally expected. Bernie Sanders is expected to win in New Hampshire. And so this debate really is potentially a chance for Secretary Clinton to really state the case, having come off a tie, basically, and what looks like a loss. How is it that she is the person who the Democratic Party should choose as their candidate? I think, you know, she really has to make an argument given where she is, you know, politically.
How did Gwen Ifill and Judy Woodruff prepare for this event? How many folks they have working with them? And are they taking, and are you taking as the producer, any particular debate so far in this primary season as the paradigm, as the thing that that you hope to equal or better?
Well, look, I think we just want to provide a good conversation for the viewers out there. And there is a whole team that's working on questions and with Gwen and Judy. The great thing about Gwen and Judy is that we know they are phenomenal journalists. Every night, the hallmark of PBS NewsHour is to ask interesting, enlightening questions. And so this is part of our DNA. Yes, this is a sort of more important venue for that practice, but it's something that we're very skilled at and something that we are very comfortable with doing. And so the same teams that prepare them night after night are preparing them for this debate. And I'm very confident in terms of where we are in our prep for the really good conversation between our anchors, the candidates, and the American public.
You've worked on both sides of the pond in television. You were a producer for Ted Koppel at Nightline for a number of years. You were at ABC. Is there a demonstrable difference between the approach to a project like this on the PBS side than there would be from the commercial television side?
You know, that's a very good question. And in truth, there is, and it has everything to do with commercials. We don't do commercials. And one of the challenges, and in the past debates, the candidates have been accustomed to having more breaks during the course of the conversation. And so one of the things we've had to say to them, we don't have the luxury or the option of going away, selling, you know, millions of dollars of ads and then coming back. I think what that does is concentrate the conversations. So we have to stay inside the debate hall, stay focused on these periods of questioning that I think will really make a difference. And I think this will be a very significant difference between our debate and debates in other places.
And as a practical matter, that means that neither of the candidates get to take a restroom break during the 95 minutes of this program?
Well, we are going to have one break in the middle, which will allow them to do that. And as you know, the bathroom breaks have become a bit of a joke during some of these debates. And I can assure you, the bathrooms for both candidates are adjacent to the stage.
All right. And the same color and the same size and the same everything, right? Yeah, of course. There's a lot of talk about the DNC and its apparent effort to sort of make sure that the debate schedule was tilted in favor of Mrs. Clinton. As you mentioned, several debates now have been added to the schedule. And a lot of folks say, you know, why wasn't she willing to do these debates from the very beginning? Because she's such a good debater. She often comes off very, very well. What's your feeling about the number and the timing? You know, some of these Democratic debates have, you know, taken place in a cave in North Dakota at 11 o'clock on a Saturday night and that kind of thing. I mean, Where do you stand when it comes to the accessibility of Mrs. Clinton in particular for debates?
Well, I think I can only comment on what PBS does. And PBS has decided to put this debate on in prime time Thursday night at 9. In addition, we're going to be streaming on all the NPR stations across the country. In addition, the debate will be simulcast on CNN, both domestically, internationally, on CNN in Espanol. So I can say that we really consider this to be a public service, and we're happy to share our programming and our debate with anyone. You know, the fact that some networks have chosen to run debates in the weekend, in Christmas time, you know, that may work for their model. We know that we wanted to put a debate on in prime time, and that's what we've been able to do.
Right.
And through our partners, yeah, we've been able to share it with everyone.
Well, James, break a leg on Thursday night. We appreciate your time this morning, and we look forward to watching.
Thank you so much.
James Blue is the senior content and special projects producer at the PBS NewsHour. He's the producer of the debate on Thursday night between Democratic presidential contenders Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. It will air on PBS and right here on WIPR live from Milwaukee, 9 o'clock Thursday night. WIPR will also carry NPR's live coverage of the New Hampshire primary tomorrow night beginning at 8 o'clock. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Lots more coming up. Stick around.